Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon. It's true. No one could stop us.
Not even Nick. Sorry, Nick.
We're back.
Jinx.
And we're synced up. It's our third episode of the week.
And we were losing our minds, clearly.
With joy. especially because we're back today for a conversation that we've been wanting to have for several weeks now with Katie Morton from this season of The Bachelor. You saw her play a starring role on Women Tell All.
Yes. And so we were just thrilled to catch up with her, to get to know her a little bit better, and, of course, try to get a little more clarity on that very intense back and forth with Kaylin.
Yeah, like, what conversation did she overhear in the van?
We didn't really learn, I'm gonna say.
What did she say to Colton? That we get some more detail on.
Yes.
So we had a lot of fun excavating this mystery and getting to know Katie, and we hope that you enjoy listening. Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
So just for our listeners to get to know you a little bit more, how did you end up on this crazy show?
So my friend actually, I don't even know what we were doing. We're all just hanging out in the living room, and he submitted my Instagram to one of the casting people, and they reached out to me like right while I was in the room right then. It happened so fast.
Wow. That's a much quicker process than I've heard of in the past.
Yeah, I mean, I still was brought in and had to go through the full casting process, but that's how it started. So.
Wow. Did you watch the show at all before that happened?
Yes, I did. We would watch it together right here in Sherman Oaks. So that's kind of how it all started, I guess.
Was it different when you got there? Was it different from what you expected?
No, not really. I expected to be tired while I was there. But I also have narcolepsy. I have like a sleeping disorder that makes me extra tired all the time. So I like talked to them about that before during casting. So I was warned that I might be a little tired, but it was just cool, I think, the whole thing.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, did they make any accommodations for the fact that you would be dealing with that additional level of exhaustion?
Yes, actually, they were so great to me about it. They allowed me to take naps when I needed to. So there was times when I, you know, wouldn't be in the room because I needed to take a 15-minute breather. So that was super nice of them. And I would come back a little bit more well-rested. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that schedule sounds grueling, so I'm glad they did that for you. What was your first impression of Colton?
First impression, stupid tall. I'm 5'1". I was the shortest girl in the house, and he's 6'3", I believe, so there was a difference there. But really nice guy, sweet as can be, great smile. That was my first impression.
Wow.
I love that you're 5'1". As a 5'2" lady, I just appreciate, you know, seeing fellow shorties.
Yeah.
I mean, the 14-inch difference, that's a lot.
That's huge. Well, I always say I'm almost 5'2". I'm sure everyone that's 5'2" says they're almost 5'3".
You have to claim every quarter inch when you get down to our height. I say 5'2.5", so I get it. I understand. It's like, look.
Listen here.
Emma's always working her angles. So it seemed to us from the beginning, like, you and Colton had really great chemistry. Was that, like, what you experienced when you guys were together?
Absolutely. As soon as we started talking, everything was super easy. I know in the beginning, there was just so many nerves. So, yeah, we were really naturally giddy as well. Some of the conversations, I'm just like, I feel like I'm like shaking because I'm a little bit nervous. But it was at the same time very easy, and we got along very well.
Was there any part of your relationship with him that you wish we had gotten to see that wasn't included?
I think the depth of it. I think some of the questions we asked each other were really, I don't know, it just showed a lot of what we've gone through and what we've grown through in our lives. And I think that a lot of people didn't get to know me as well, or even him as well, without seeing some of that conversation. But overall, it was how it was supposed to be.
What kind of conversations did you guys, like, what did you talk about that we didn't see?
Just how we've grown up and injuries we've had and how we've gotten through them and who we're closest to and why, and just some of the tougher parts of life and what makes you as a person. I thought that was really important. And for me, I always talk about, I know he had an injury. I always talk about things and ask how people get through their injuries, rather what their injuries are, just because I think it's really important to know if people shut down or if people, just how people are during times that are really hard for them. So,
yeah. And then what they end up showing after you get to know The Bachelor and you have all these conversations is like, we both like ice cream. And you're like, oh.
I like sushi.
Yeah. I mean, same.
Yes. We did learn that about you, and we share your passion. So.
I love it.
So you guys had this great chemistry right off the bat, and then, like, all of a sudden you were getting sent home. Was that a surprise to you?
It wasn't. It wasn't that night. The rose ceremony, I wasn't shocked at all. I think that you can kind of tell during my interview that's shown. I say, you know, all it takes is one conversation or one night to really throw you behind. And that's exactly how I felt. As soon as I had a conversation with him, I just, even walking up to him in that night before our conversation started, I just had this sinking feeling in my stomach, and I just knew. And it was so unsettling. And I felt like everything we had built up into that point was, it was just, had come to a screeching halt. And I felt like a lot of it was due to, you know, maybe me not opening up as much, or I don't know, maybe the amount of time I had. I know there were so many relationships. And at that point, when I was going home, I was the only one without a one-on-one. So I had only spent group time with him. Yeah. I felt like the decision ultimately made sense, especially, you know, he didn't know me like as much as he knew everyone else. So I think it made sense.
Is Colton someone you could see, like, being buds with after all of this is over?
Totally. I think that we definitely could call each other out sometimes and, like, be super awkward and goofy. And it's just, like, we're just weird. So I could totally be friends with him after this and kind of shoot the shit or whatever. But, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, we got to see, like, a little bit of that side of him during the blooper reel last night, and I was like, we didn't see enough of fun, goofy Colton this season.
I always want bloopers to just be, like, real integrated into the show.
Yeah.
I know. I need the bloopers to be every time.
Yeah.
Like, every episode, I need there to be, like, a whole thing of bloopers for that entire week.
Yeah, like, how have we never seen Colton say nailed it until now? And apparently it's his favorite catchphrase.
I feel like we've been denied this whole season.
Yeah, nailed it. You've been denied.
Okay, so we have to talk a little bit about the Women Tell All and last night's back and forth that you had with Kaylin, which I think for us was very confusing to follow. Could you just fill us all in on what really happened from your perspective, like, without anyone making weird cuts to confuse us about what's happening?
Yeah, of course. So it's so hard because I never expected that conversation to even be brought up as one of the factors for the if people are ready or not thing.
Right.
I wasn't trying to be gossipy at all when I had expressed my frustration to some of the people I was close to in the house. I just, in that moment was like, it sucks to hear these things being said when I'm over here sitting, not getting any one-on-one time. I'm just like, it just is frustrating to hear, but I wasn't saying these girls are bad and out to get people, you know, I wasn't trying to say it like that. I was just a little bit frustrated in that moment. And, it ended up coming back to kind of bite them. And that wasn't my intention at all. I felt actually very stressed about it. I felt really bad that it was brought up in that way to question their relationship with Colton. But yeah, I did hear it on the bus on the way from the airport in Singapore to the hotel in Singapore. And what bothered me the most was the denial about saying it, because honestly, I don't think it was necessarily like a horrible thing to say, especially if you're trying to, you know, protect your heart or maybe even soften the blow of what you think might be a breakup or help your friend out or whatever the case may be on like how it was being said. I think I was just frustrated that it was being talked about and other things were being talked about in moments where I was trying to focus on something that was right now instead of so far beyond this. So, yeah, I think that was a little bit rough for me, especially at the Women's Hall. I really didn't expect the response because I didn't think what was said was actually so terrible.
Yeah, right. That's what struck me. Like, it seems like not that surprising to me that people might have casual conversations about who's going to win, what's going to happen after, because none of you are stupid. You all know that the vast majority
of
you...
It's like a 1.44% chance with 30 people there.
Right. and I can also understand the feeling of frustration when you're in that kind of locked box environment of feeling like, why won't someone take this more seriously? So I can... It just seems like a silly thing to lie about because it doesn't, like you said, seem too egregious.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was... I think it was very innocently said. I felt really bad that was what was brought up to question everything that was going on. But ultimately, in my opinion, of course, this is my opinion, I think that the lying about it and the defending it to the death, and I felt like that was what made me more frustrated, because it could have, like, with their relationships clearly being so strong with Colton, I think Colton he's a pretty cool, chill dude. I think that if they would have just been like, or if Kaylin would have said, you know, yeah, I said this. This is why I said this. It was very innocent. I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry I said it. I didn't, like, I'm really here for you. I think he would have been like, cool, let's move on. Like, that fucking sucks. Don't say that again. Like, he wouldn't have taken it. I really think that he would have been like, I get it. I've been there. I think he could have really just said, you know, he's obviously been in the same position before, and he knows that things probably get brought up, and it was really silly. So, I think that the lying about it showed more of an immaturity to me, and it confused Colton more, and that's what made me a little bit more upset.
Yeah. I mean, so you say that conversation in the van was not necessarily what made you question their relationship, but you did say something to Colton on your way out about, you know, looking out for certain people, and then you said last night that you were referring to Kaylin and Cassie. So is it other things that they were saying or doing that were stronger in your mind to create those doubts?
Yeah, I think it's never just one thing you say that can determine whether or not, like, you're supposed to be with someone or whatever. I think it's always just a string of things, and of course, ultimately, it's not up to me, but what Colton was saying he wanted, and talking about, you know, he talked about being a dad a lot, and just it sounded like so much so that he wanted to settle down yesterday, that the things that had been discussed with them, and like, it was just seemed like it wasn't bad things that they were necessarily saying. It was just what they value at their life right now at their age. It didn't match to what Colton was saying he had wanted while we were there. And I don't think that makes you a bad person at all. I was just saying, you know what, Colton, as a friend, I wasn't trying to get him to go on a witch hunt. I was saying, you know, focus on why you're here, put your head down and really either reevaluate what you want, which is fine. If you don't want an engagement and you want someone that wants a boyfriend and want to like seal that out, then perfect. I think you've got a great group here, but reevaluate what you want or reevaluate the people that are here, because what you're saying you want and what I feel that other people are really ready for in this moment right now, based on what's being said and what they're more excited about in their lives right now. It didn't seem to match. And I still didn't think that made them bad people or made it a bad thing. I was just trying to help them, like, hey, as your friend, focus or like reevaluate.
Yeah. That is the kind of nuance that's very hard to get across on the Bachelor screen.
It's like you say focus and they're like, who is it?
Yeah, focus on
right.
who?
Right. And yeah, and then it's framed as like someone is, you know, hiding in our midst with an evil plot to not become my wife.
Yes. Or, yeah. I'm like, oh, that is not what I meant. Oopsie. Sorry for that. I did not mean to throw in a grenade. I was trying to help a friend out and say like, hey, man, you know, you've got this. Trust your gut. And then it was like, oops, bombs.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more from Katie Morton, including who she thinks should be the next Bachelorette. Do you think that there is a situation where maybe like the option to not have a proposal should be more readily available, perhaps within the structure of the show?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is about an engagement. However, I think it's more about finding love than it is forcing yourself to get engaged.
I hope so.
Exactly. I feel like if at the end you're not in love, don't force yourself to get engaged. But if you're in love and you're not ready for an engagement, but you're truly in love, then dang, go for it. I don't think it should be overly criticized, the engagement portion of it. It's just hard. It's so hard in that moment because ultimately it's still so little time in the grand scheme of life. And I just felt that at this moment, even in the next year, it didn't seem that what people had wanted were like what he seemed to be wanting. But then again, it's literally not up to me. I'm just trying to be like focused.
That's true. I mean, what was it like, though, to watch those episodes play out where you had left the show, but what you had said or done was like the constant topic of conversation? Like, did you look at what was going on and be like, hey, guys, wish you hadn't really run with what I said so much?
Yeah, a little. It's like it gives you anxiety because you're like, oh, dang it, that is not what I meant. But you know what? It did bring to light some other qualities and characteristics that I was kind of referring to. So, I mean, even just like the lying or the defensiveness or not being able to own up to it, or kind of being a little bit more deceiving to someone who you're supposed to be madly in love with. So that was confusing to me. And I think ultimately it shed light on some characteristics, but it was like confusing. Gave me a little anxiety to see that. I was like, whoa, that's a lot. like, this is intense. Where's that screen time? Get it, girl. First time you ever see me on the show, you don't actually see me.
Yeah.
but yeah, so it was intense, I wish they really could pick up the phone and like called me. They called like other people while on the show. They could totally have called me, but confusing.
I guess the mystery allowed the producers to create more drama than if you had just cleared it up.
Yeah, true. It definitely made for
a better storyline.
Yeah.
I'm curious, like, it seems like you didn't choose to specify anyone in particular to Colton when you mentioned this to him as you were leaving. Why was that?
Just simply because I wanted him to just focus and ask the right questions for himself, because I think ultimately he is a man. He'll go with exactly what he wants no matter what. But I wanted him to just wanted to be a reminder, you know, focus on what you came here for. It's very easy in this situation to keep everything surface level. So just a reminder to ask like all the right questions to figure it out yourself if people are wanting exactly what you're wanting in this moment right now. I didn't think it was my place to name names. Of course, right, then yeah. I'm like, ask specific questions at the Women Tell All. But in that by the time it's the women's hall, I didn't want to keep everything still so vague because that's who I was thinking in my head, but I didn't find it appropriate in that moment to have Colton doubt those specific relationships because none of the people left were bad people by any means, in my opinion, at that time.
Right. Yeah. It's now it's all like water under the bridge. Might as well talk about it but at the time.
Have you and Kaylin spoken since the Women Tell All taping?
No, we haven't.
Yeah, it looked contentious. But you said at the time that you were friendly with Kaylin and Cassie in the house.
Yeah, I totally was. I really did not mean any ill will towards either of them, for real. And it was just disappointing to me that someone would make me look like a liar on national television, and that's where like my pridefulness kind of comes in, and I get a little emotional and frustrated because I never have came from a place of being malicious by any means, and also I didn't mean for that conversation be the topic of why people weren't ready.
Right.
But it would have just, in my opinion, been easier to just fess up about it and been like, okay, whatever that happened, we didn't mean anything by it. But alluding to the fact that I'm a liar in general really bothered me because that's just not who I am. So that in general just really made me mad.
That makes
Fair
sense.
Enough.
What about the three women who are still on the show as officially right now? Have you been in touch with any of them?
Maybe. maybe.
It must be a tough time for them.
Yeah, all three of them. My God.
I think it's probably tough for all three of them. It sucks because, like, when I'm, like, you know, saying people, you know who's ready in there, you know who's not, whatever, it's like, it doesn't, if Colton loves Cassie, I don't think it matters necessarily if she's ready for an engagement. If he's willing to say no, like he did say, he's like, it doesn't matter, we don't have to get engaged right now. If that's what he now wants, the reevaluating what you want or reevaluating who's here, if he reevaluated what he wants because of who's here, then that's perfectly fine. I don't think that's bad at all. And I think that she's getting a lot of hate for that, and I don't think that's appropriate because, honestly, it's probably really, really hard by that point to make decisions that are that big in your life. And I don't blame her necessarily for you know, being a little confused. And then poor freaking Hannah and Tayshia. Tayshia had just gone on the fantasy suite, gotten out of the fantasy suite, and that it must be so hard to hear while I'm, you know, while I'm with you, while I'm with other girls, I'm thinking about only you.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Tayshia is watching it, just having come out of her like fantasy suite date, probably really upset or even mortified. And then Hannah G's not even, she's just still in her hotel room, not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
And
she's like, our perfect night is coming.
Yeah. I just feel so sad for all of them and Colton, like just very sad for all four.
Very sad for all four, because in that moment, Colton just, I just felt really bad for everyone involved because it had to have been so freaking hard.
Yeah.
It's not easy to, like, let someone go when you want what's best for them. It's not easy to let someone go when they might not be what's best for you. And everyone had just invested so much in this whole experience, this whole process, that even for Colton, like, letting others go, and for the other two girls that are falling in love with him or are in love with him, seeing that on TV now, I can't imagine. There's just so many mix of different kinds of emotions flowing through everybody, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's really, it feels inhumane that we watch this for fun. So it seems like you got along with a good number of the girls in the house. Who were your closest friends that you made on the show, if any?
I made a lot of close friends. I felt like I was Switzerland on the show because I was so neutral. But Hannah G was my best friend on the show.
Aww.
We were bunk buddies in the mansion, and then we just had a really strong relationship throughout the whole thing, even now. And Then I had my Triple HDK. It was Hannah, Hannah, Heather, and Demi. We all, like, were in rooms together, and we had so much fun. And then I was also very close to, like, Kripa, too, because she was, like, one of my bunk buddies in the beginning and kind of stayed with me through the end. So I know that's a lot of people, but mainly Hannah G was probably, like, my best, closest friend on the show.
Well, it's so nice to like, get a glimpse of that. I feel like this has not been a big season for getting to see all the friendships.
We like to hear about those.
I know, and like, I know, and Hannah G is seriously the bomb. Like, she's so funny, and I feel like, I don't know, she's so funny. You guys have got to meet her, but she's literally the best.
Okay, I need to meet her because we've gotten nothing.
Like, the rapping at the end of that blooper, because, like, I don't think, I'm not sure about the music. Like, we can't really, I don't know, you can't catch some of, like, music or whatever. Like, I don't know. We wouldn't play music while getting ready, so me and Hannah would, like, freestyle rap while getting ready. And some of it would be so good, and some of it would be so terrible. But, I think we might even have some videos.
Please share those. This is the content we need.
One day those can be shared.
So it seems like you do have certain biases, but like out of the front runners, who do you think should be the next Bachelorette at this point?
I think there's two people that I really like. I think Hannah G for sure. Obviously, I have a bias because I freaking love that girl, but I feel like America might not know her obviously as well as I know her, which kind of sucks. I feel like that's a little bit of the short end of the stick for her, especially watching it back and seeing Colton profess his love for Cassie, and she's just breaks my heart. But I think that she would be an excellent Bachelorette. You would see so much of her personality. She keeps it so real with people. She's very confident. She's just like a person that everyone wants to be around. And also Hannah B. I think you get a lot of her personality, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and it's awesome. And she's another person. I just like it when people keep it super real, even if they're weird. I'd rather you keep it real with me. And she keeps it so real. She has very, very strong values, and I think that's super important too. She knows exactly what she wants. So I think both of those two girls would be great choices.
Yeah. Awesome.
As long as it's a Hannah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a good season. What about Paradise? Are you interested in joining?
Will we see you in Mexico, perhaps?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Hopefully I'm married by then. No, I'm kidding.
I mean it's months until then. So like,
yeah, on the Bachelor timeline, you could have several engagements by then.
Yeah, in Bachelor timeline, woo, I'll be married and living in a house with somebody else by then. But maybe I'll go. It just depends on life. But we'll see. If I'm not like dating anyone by then, which would probably be nice to be dating by then, but you know, I live in LA. Interesting picks out here. But
we live in New York, so it's
oh, you get it.
Same thing, different brand, you know?
Same thing, different brand, 100%. Big cities, wild choices. But I think that I'm open to Paradise for sure.
Well, we would love to see you there. If, of course, you haven't found everlasting happiness, which we wish you as well.
Whichever works out, we'll be happy. Katie, thank you so much for joining us. This was really fun.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
And that's it for this Here to Make Friends bonus. Thanks to our guest, Katie Morton, and to our producers, Nick Offenberg and Sarah Patterson. We will really be back next week for the finale. Everyone get ready. It's going to be epic.
And we will be doing two episodes, so nobody panic. Don't worry. We'll be back twice.
We have this under control.